with Estelle.
Estelle! You're a skinny pig!
I guess, if I were to be totally honest with you, Estelle wasn't the only one that contributed to the demise of the marriage. I guess I had my moments trying to force my will on her. I remember we'd been married a couple of years and it didn't look like it was going to work out. Things were turning sour. Then Estelle turned up pregnant. She told me one day, she said, looks like we're going to be mom and pop. I said, Estelle, are you sure that's what you want to do? She said, what do you mean? I said, well, you want to bring a child into this hell we call a marriage? She said, well, maybe it'll bring us closer together. I said, it never brings you closer together. It only puts you farther apart. Huh? You want to see a kid watch us fight? I picked up an ashtray and I threw it into the wall. Yeah, that's what you wanted to see, huh? Or maybe you wanted to watch me tip over the whole china cabinet. Estelle. She said, well, what? I said, Estelle, the law of the United States of America gives you certain rights as a woman. You realize that? She said, but I don't think, I said, Estelle, let me just say something here. You do what you want. It's your life. It's your body. The law of the United States of America has decided that you have a certain couple of options. You know what I'm saying, Estelle? And sometimes it's an individual choice as to what to do. And Estelle, I'll be honest with you. I can't see myself goo-goo-ga-ga-ing my way through this life right now with you the way the circumstances are. Maybe if we resolve our problems down the road a piece, maybe if we get a little Zion out, but right now, Estelle, I think this is the way you're putting a noose around my neck and yours. She said, but...
I said, do what you want to do, Estelle. I'm just merely voicing my opinion.
She said, but if I decided, but... would you come with me? I said, of course I'd come with you, for crying out loud. You don't think I'd let you go alone? I'd be there to share in the myriad of feelings. And I'll be the first to admit, I can't really feel what you'd probably feel, but I'd be there to lend whatever emotional support you'd need. So you decide. She said, well, all right. I said, let's go to the clinic now. She said, okay. She had her arm around my shoulder, and we walked in there, and I thought I'd finally got her mellowed out. I thought I'd finally had the whole situation under control. Imagine our shock and horror when we got there and found it was closed for Mother's Day. And they asked me why I drank it.